shining, ever shining, ever shining, ever shining, ever shining, ever shining, ever shining.
Amen. What a courage. Children, come and sing. We've been just listening songs Brother Abraham was singing just morning. And my wife says, look what Brother Abraham says. There is that statement that when you sing, you get courage.
Amen.
So if you don't have courage, let's sing. Amen. Amen. Brother David has testimony. Yeah? You, Brother David, yeah?
Good morning, saints.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
I'm delighted once again to be with everyone here. And I've decided this morning to share you a small little story about myself. This is a story between me and my brother, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. It's a story that explains about faith. Believing, perseverance, persistency, and endurance. Sometimes in January this year, I drafted a letter to the Justice Minister explaining to her about my situation here in Maryland. So after that letter, I didn't post it. So one night I was praying. I pour out my cry to Jesus Christ. Amen. With everything that I have in my heart and my mind, and I cried. Amen. At the end of my prayer, at about 3 o'clock in the morning, I had a knock on my door. And I was wondering, who was that? I walked to the door. I was so afraid, and I looked through the small little window. And I couldn't see no one. And I opened the door. Who was there? Jesus Christ. I said, Christ, I didn't know you were coming. He said, David, I've always been with you. I didn't know to tell you. He said, I heard a prayer. You've been praying to me for a very long time, and you've been praying to my Father. I've decided to come in to share your time with you. And I gave him a seat. He sat down with me, and I said, my Lord, you know my problem. I have been through all this time. I'm not seeing any result. And he said to me, David, I know before you speak, I know what you think. I know what you're going through. My Father in heaven knows exactly what you're going through. Every prayer that you offer to him and every prayer your brothers and all the other saints have offered on your behalf, my Father have received everything. I said, yes, my Lord, but I can't see anything. I said, yeah, I understand, David. But the time will come, you will see the result. So as you're about to go, then I hold him and say, Christ, I drafted this letter to the minister. I want you to look at it. I gave it to him. He read through. And he said, is that what you want, David? And I said, yes, my Lord. Then he said to me, consider it done. I said, thank you, my Lord. I said, I have to go. I have to go to the other saints because they are calling me as well. So Christ left. That day, I posted the letter to the minister. That was the end of January. And after I posted the letter, just about 2 days, I received an acknowledgement letter. A letter that many of you have received. They always said, we want to acknowledge that we receive your letter. If you're going to change your address or your name, let us know. And that was the end. In February, I didn't see anything. I never heard anything from them. Then I met a Christian brother in town, and I was very surprised to see him. We stood by the side of the wall. We spoke to each other for a very long time, and we share our Christian belief. And I asked him, have you ever experienced writing a letter to Justice Ministry? He said, yes, of course. I said, how long does it take for them to come back to you? I said, my brother, the people don't care. It takes about maybe 8 months, 7 months, 9 months, sometimes a year. It's a reality, yes. I said, Jesus. So when he left me, it was starting to rain. So I stood by the side of the house. And I can feel his Holy Spirit in me. And when I turned around, somebody touched my back. And I turned around, who was with me? Jesus. I said, oh my Lord, I didn't know you were here. I said, David, I'm always with you. Everywhere you go, I'm there. I said, I know what you're thinking. You are thinking about the letter you sent to the minister. Yes, of course. I said, I've never heard from them. He said, I will talk to them. So Christ took the phone. You know, not this new phone. The one you dial. Cring, cring. He dialed it and called the minister. And the minister picked up the phone. He said, who's on the line? He said, this is Jesus Christ of Nazareth. He said, my Lord, what can I do for you? And he said to her, did you receive any letter from my son, David Kotukomo? I said, yes, my Lord. Have you responded to it? He said, no, Lord, you know, these people, he's a student. When they come in this country, it's very hard for us to give them stamp 4 because, you know, this is the law we have in the country. And, you know, he said, Mr. Minister, he said, yes, my Lord. He said, this is an instruction, not from me, but from the Lord. The big man in heaven is instructing you to consider that letter. He said, this is a channel of communication. It's from Jehovah to me and to you. You have to respond now. Minister drew blind the line and Christ left. Last week, somebody rang my bell. When I went at the door, who was there? The postman. He said, "Are you David?" He said, "What's your name?" He said, no, forget about the last name. My name is David Kotokoho. I said, "I have a letter for you. You have to sign for it." And I signed this letter. I was petrified. I was wondering, maybe there's a rejection in there. And I went in silently and I opened the letter. And in this letter, the minister wrote, said, "Dear David Kotokoho, I have been instructed by the Minister of Justice and Equality to refer you to the change you seek in our immigration status in this country." And he said to me, "As an exceptional measure, the minister have decided to grant you a permission to remain in this country on stamp 4. Jesus Christ. I dropped the letter, I dropped it on my knee, and I raised my hand and I glorify my Lord. Amen. And I said to myself, I said, something is wrong in this letter. Didn't he mention Jehovah? Didn't he mention Christ? The glory is not for them. Amen. The glory is for Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen. Because he instructed them. He gave them the directive and said, "That is my son." Amen. He told the minister, he said, "Minister, forget about the excuses." He said, "That is human behavior." He said, "It's the same thing Moses did. When I instructed him to go to Egypt, he started giving excuses. When I told Jonah to go to the island to pray, he gave excuses." He said, "That is the way you do." He said, "But I'm instructing you. This is my son. He has a mission. Give him the resources that he needed to do his job." Amen. He ushered the minister and said, "Minister, the job you have, I give it to you. The government you're talking about, I set it up." He said, "This is not indicating instruction. This is not the president's demand. This is Jehovah's instruction. It supersedes everything." Stamp the letter. Amen. My brother, sense. When the government stamps anything, it goes to the direction. But when Jesus Christ sees you, it put a stamp on you. It's for internal life. Amen. My brother, it has long been coming. I'm delighted. But this is not only me. It is your prayer. This is a prayer for my brother, Brother Andrew. This is a prayer from Brother Maxwell. This is a prayer for all of you. Amen. James, Kwame, your thoughts, your prayer. We have to believe in God. Yes. You have to hold that faith. Hold the faith by the truth. Amen. Say, "You belong to me." Because God promised. He said, "Never be afraid. Never be afraid of your fear." So saints, if you ever been thinking that your problem is a limbo, you pour out your cry to Jesus Christ. Amen. Speak to him one by one. And say, "Lord, this is my problem." As Brother Andrew said here, it's a warfare. Because the government or that, they don't care for you tonight because we believe in God. They don't care. They prefer people who doesn't believe in Christ. The minister said, "Christ, Christ, we have piles of letters and applications being sent to us. We have to go here by chronological order, one by one." Because Christ said to him, "Say, listen, you give priorities to people who don't believe in me. They don't even pray to me." He said, "This is my son. Rather than 8 months to wait, 9 months to wait, give him the next month." So from January to March, the letter came. So, Brother Andrew, I want to thank you, Brother Andrew. Brother Maxwell, I want to say thanks to all of you. You saw my tears here. You saw my appeal. God has granted me the favor. Now that Brother Andrew, your daughter will be here. The family will be here. Thank you, brother.
Amen. What a relief. Amen. I was not in such a situation, but it's such a good feeling when it comes relief. Amen. 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 Brother Abraham just says one testimony. He says that was president passing and one small girl, she was waving, you know, and he didn't see her. She thought that he didn't see her, so she was crying. And Brother Abraham says, no, Lord, see everything what you do. So whatever you pray, in secret, he knows he will reveal. Amen. Brother Innocent, will you come to sing song? Amen. 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 There is one more song. Amen. Praise be to God. Amen.
Hallelujah. Sometimes when such kind of people comes in front and share the word of God like that, you feel like humbled, like you don't need to speak anything. That it reminds me when I came here, I came in 2011. I thought I would finish college 2014, then I'll go back home. But I did not know what God was thinking. In 2014, when I was writing my final project, then the school closed down. Then when I was writing them, they said no. Then the government said, all those who were doing degrees in business, they have to go home. I said, oh, okay. That means I'm going home with no paper now. I've spent all this time in Europe and I'm going there with nothing. But I said, no. Then we were talking with Brother George. When I just came, Brother George said, this country is very cold. My brother, you're not going to survive. I said, Brother George, you're talking about that, but from today, it will not be cold. There will not be snow in this country. He said, no, you are joking, brother. I said, I'm a son of God. It will not snow. From that day up this moment, it has never snowed the way it used to be. So I thank God because of his wonderful things he's been doing to us. I just want to sing a song, but this song is, I'm just dedicating it to Brother Elson. Within the week, he went through some troubles. I was called when I was in college, and I reached out to him. And we came back to college safely. And because of that, then he was asking me, what is happening? I said, always those who he loves, he punishes and he chastises. So he just wants to whip you into line so that you can walk with him. And this song, I was also thinking about this other sister. She was giving a testimony this other Friday. She said when she started coming to church, her auntie threw out of the church, of the house, and it touched my heart. Say, okay, believing the message, she's also being in this trouble. But we know even Job said, when he was thinking what he was going through, then God had shown him the resurrection. That he said, I know my Redeemer liveth. Though the skin worms destroy this body, but with my own eyes I shall see him. Even with Lazarus, when he was there 4 days, his sisters think that everything is lost. But even though he's 4 days late, he's still on time. So I just want to sing this. It's just his way of telling me that he loves me. Amen. He lets me walk down loads of disappointment. He watches and he knows what's best for me. The more I'm tried, the better he can mold me and change my life completely. That it'll fit his perfect will. That's just his way of telling me he loves me. He's the love beyond all human understanding. And I won't question trials that bring me to my knees. That's just his way of telling me he loves me. If I'm successful walking through this valley, he'll give me strength to climb the highest hill. My greatest strength comes through my darkest trial, and my greatest joy is knowing that he can trust in me. That's just his way of telling me he loves me. He's the love beyond all human understanding. And I won't question trials that bring me to my knees. That's just his way of telling me he loves me. God bless you.
Sister can find that song, The Love of God. Amen. Hey, we can stand up and we can sing. Eh?
The love of God is greater far than tongue or prayer can ever tell. It all love of God. DVD. The ocean of fear and where the scar of parchment made, where every star on a dark cliff. Your life, you reign. by faith to eyes unknown, and you will find you're not alone. I bless your name.
Really need to thank the Lord for what he did for Brother Dave. My, that's so wonderful, bro. May the Lord be praised for that. That's a real battle. You know those situations. If you've never been in that situation, you'll never understand. But our sister Lily knows that situation very well. You know, so you know. So I think it's really, really a good thing for us to give thanks in the congregation of the saints. I think let's come before the Lord. We're so glad Brother Lubanz is preaching for us this morning. May the Lord bless him and anoint him. But lift your soul up now. You know, if you haven't entered in the song worship, if you're still thinking of this, that, and the other, now's your chance. Now's your opportunity to press beyond, to press on in, to bring yourself inside of your soul to that place, that you fertile ground, that when the word goes forth, it may achieve something. You don't want to leave this place the same, friends. So let's approach the Lord. Let's call upon his name. Let's appreciate his goodness, appreciate his grace. Let's thank him for all the things that he does. And by faith, to thank him for what he's going to do. This service in Jesus' name. Let's all enter into a time of prayer. Father, bring in ourselves once again as your sons and your daughters before thee. Just wanting to worship thee, Lord, upon this day. Just wanting to enter into that place that our worship, Lord, might be acceptable before thee. Just wanting to submit ourselves. Just wanting to humble ourselves. Just wanting to yield ourselves unto thee, to dedicate ourselves unto thee. Just wanting to wait upon thee, Lord, upon this day. Just wanting to come unto thee. To thank you, Father, to thank you for your faithfulness, Lord. Even as you said, great is your faithfulness, Lord. Thank you for being so faithful unto our brother, Lord. Thank you, Father, Lord, for your grace and mercy. Thank you for ministering, Lord, into that situation, Lord. You be glorified, Lord. How we just want to worship thee, Lord, upon this day. How we just want to appreciate and thank you, Lord, for your grace and for your mercy and for your goodness, Lord. Thank you, Father, Lord, for intervening. Thank you for undertaking, Lord, on behalf of our brother. Now establish him, Lord Jesus, in this present day truth, Lord Jesus, his mother's eye, even his family, Lord, grant grace, grant mercy. You lead him and guide him. Have mercy upon him and help him, Father, Lord, to go forth in these things, Lord, and pray. Just wanting to worship thee, Lord, upon this day. Help us, Heavenly Father, Lord, whatsoever they would be, precious Jesus, that would stand in the way, Lord, of your word upon this day, having the right of way. Father, we just desire, Lord, in your precious name, to stand against these things. Father, we just desire, Lord, to come unto thee. Father, our desire is heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Our desire is to worship thee. Our desire, Father, Lord, is, Father, that you'd raise us up, Lord, on wings of faith, even as thine word would go forth, Father, to lead us to that place, that, Father, you would have us to be, even Brother Lubanza, dedicate him up unto thee, Lord. Just grant him grace and grant him mercy, Lord. Lead him and guide him, Father, upon this day. May your hand be upon him, Lord. May your mercy be his portion, Lord. Let your unction be upon him. Speak unto us, Lord. Minister to every soul. Minister to every need. Minister to every situation. Minister unto every circumstance, Lord, upon this day. Father, Lord, let it be the voice of the blood, Lord. Father, speak deep into our souls and have mercy upon us, Lord, I pray. Father, just bring it up unto thee in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Brother Scott and his family, Lord, I dedicate them to thee, Lord. I pray your grace upon them. Brother Francois' family, dedicate them to thee, Lord. Brother George and his family, we consecrate, we commit them up unto thee. Father, let your will be done. You be glorified this day, Lord. Minister and speak, guide and lead. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Let's hand over straight away to Brother Lubanza. God bless you, brother. May the Lord bless you as you minister.
God bless you. Let's open our Bible in John chapter 14. From 13 verse, let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank Thee this morning for bringing us, Lord, into Your house. Amen. We thank You for Your presence this morning. Amen. We thank You for the songs, the praises, the prayers, the testimonies, Lord. Amen. You have been so good to us, Lord, and to Your people. We believed you'd come down through the word and take control, Lord, of everyone here. Beginning from me, Lord, putting me aside so that you can speak to your people. Bless the reading of the word and the listening of the word. In Jesus Christ's name we ask. Amen. Amen. John 14, verse 13 and 14. And whatsoever you shall ask in my name, that will I do. Amen. That the Father may be glorified in the Son. Amen. If you shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. Amen. You may be seated. May God bless his word. I wanted to speak on a small subject, which I'll call the revelation of the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. And we want to thank the Lord for the powerful testimony from our brother. Amen. Show that God is still alive. Amen. And can act upon us. Amen. Amen. So I want to speak on the revelation of the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Something very important, no? Amen. And we, as believers, we should have this revelation. Amen. I know that every one of us, when we pray, we conclude our prayer with, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, or in the name of Jesus Christ. So it's very common, and everyone is used to it. And it would be very strange to speak to people who are in the message about the name of Jesus Christ. This is a common thing. From the start, when you come to this message, the first thing you know is about Jesus Christ being God. And the baptism in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. But there's something that I've noticed, and it has helped me, and I believe that it will do also to you. Amen. Because if you check this scripture, as Jesus said, whatsoever you shall ask in my name, yes, that will I do. Amen. That the Father may be glorified in the Son. Amen. If you shall ask anything in my name, amen, I'll do it. Amen. Amen. And by looking closely to the scripture, I can see that everything we ask, we don't receive it. Unless you, for every single thing you have asked from the Lord, you have received it. But me and some Christian, we have noticed that not everything we ask, we receive. Amen. Not everything we ask in Jesus' name, he does it. We, as our brothers testify, many of us, we have experienced, we have received things from the Lord. Many things. Amen? Amen. But we don't usually receive everything. And if sometimes you notice, you'll see that even when we receive things, it's just the grace of God.
Amen.
Sometimes God acts upon us through his grace.
Amen.
Amen. But we have to come to a point where we become conscious of what God has given to us so that we can benefit every moment from his word.
Amen.
That sometimes you pray, you receive. Sometimes you pray, you don't receive. It's like a chance. Are you with me?
Amen.
I want you to catch my thoughts so that we can... God can bless you this morning from what we'll see. What I'm saying that sometimes you can pray and you receive, sometimes you don't receive. And we have seen some Christians also, they become so discouraged to a point they can even leave the message because they've been so disappointed. For them, there is nothing real, true to this word, to this message. And also, sometimes we present the message as a history message. We'll testify more about what God has done with the prophet, which is good. But what is the point? Just to say God did this, and if he can't do the same today. And I believe that if God was doing what he was doing in the life of Brother Branham, it was because he had the revelation of the name of Jesus Christ. And he said God has used him to lay down this revelation through this message.
Amen.
And if we can catch it, the devil will never stand before us.
Amen.
Amen. And you know, in Malachi 4, we know the scripture, God told us, remember the law of Moses, my servant, which I commanded unto him in Horeb for all Israel, with the statutes and judgment.
Amen.
Behold, I'll send you Elijah the prophet.
Amen.
Before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord.
Amen.
And he shall turn the heart of the fathers to the children, and the heart of the children to their fathers, lest I come and smite the earth with a curse. So God has promised us a prophet, Malachi 4, and we know that it's William Marion Branham. But look how he put it. He said, I'm going to send you, but before that you must remember what I did, the law that I gave to my servant Moses, because Malachi 4 will be exactly like Moses. For you to understand what I'll do with him, you go back to Moses. And see what I did in Horeb with Moses. I will send you Elijah, the prophet.
Amen.
So the ministry of Malachi 4 will be the ministry exactly as the ministry of Moses.
Amen.
And when we go back to Horeb, one of the commandments in the law, because you know, God gave 10 commandments, and the 10 commandments is for all the world. But there was out of the law, the 10 commandments, the other laws, which is the laws of Moses. And that law is only for Israel.
Do you know that? But the 10 commandments, it's for all the world. That's why only 10 commandments were spoken by God. Only 10 commandments were written by God with his finger. Only 10 commandments was kept in the ark. Are you with me? So to show that the ark is the heart of people. It's your heart. The ark typify the heart. Amen?
Amen.
And in those 10 commandments, we can see that 4 of them were concerning God. The duty of man towards God.
Amen.
And the 6 of them was concerning your neighbor. Amen. Thou shalt not kill. Amen. And when Jesus came, he summarized all the 10 commandments in 2. Thou shalt love thy God. Amen?
Amen?
That's the first commandment. And the second, which is like the first, thou shalt not love thy neighbor as thyself.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
And in the 10 commandments, one of the commandments says this: thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain.
Amen.
For the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain.
Amen.
Amen. How can God ask Moses, who tell Moses in this commandment, not to take the name of the Lord in vain, while he never revealed the name, exact name to Moses? Because Moses asked him, Moses said unto God, behold, when I come unto the children of Israel, shall say unto them, the God of your fathers have sent me unto you. And they shall say to me, what is his name? What shall I say unto them? Do you know, Brother Andrew can testify, the Jews, they don't pronounce the name of God till today because of this. But they lack the revelation. Are you with me? What is his name? They'll ask me, what shall I say unto them? And God said unto Moses, I am that I am.
Amen.
And he said, thou shalt say unto the children of Israel, I am, hath sent me unto you.
Amen.
And God said, moreover, unto Moses, thou shalt say unto the children of Israel, the Lord God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob, hath sent me unto you. This is my name forever. And this is my memorial unto all generations. The God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob have sent me. This is my name. Are you with me? And Moses was not the first person to ask God, what is your name? Jacob did the same thing before him. And Jacob asked Genesis 32, 29 said, and Jacob asked him and said, tell me, I pray thee, thy name.
Amen.
And he said, wherefore is it that thou dost ask after my name? And he blessed him there. Can you say amen?
Amen?
Can you say amen?
Amen?
So you can see that there is something interesting in man that's asking him to know the name
Amen.
Of God, because there must be something behind it.
Amen.
So it must be important to know. In Judges 13, you know the scripture? 17. And Manoah said unto the angel of the Lord, what is thy name? that when thy sayings come to pass, we may do the honor. And the angel of the Lord said unto him, why askest thou thus after my name? Seeing it is secret. So the name of God is secret. If it's secret, it needs a revelation. It's a mystery. Can you say amen?
Amen.
And that you can see that when Jesus say, whatsoever you shall ask in my name. People think that when we pray, we say, in Jesus Christ's name, that's it. That's dead wrong.
Amen.
This is not what Jesus was saying.
Amen.
Jesus was speaking about a revelation of his name. People can be pronouncing, calling, repeating the name as it's written. But that doesn't mean that they have the revelation.
Amen.
Are you with me?
Amen.
You have to be in Africa to see what I'm talking about.
Amen.
When it's come to the name of Jesus with denominations. In the name of Jesus! They think that by shouting, screaming the name of Jesus, the devil trembles. Even some people in the message have imported those styles. Jesus, 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 Jesus. They think that by saying that, they got something. Jesus was not talking about those things.
Amen.
Excuse me. We were discussing long ago, past a friend of mine. He was telling me that he was against those people who are baptizing and praying in the name of William Branham. Now you got even people doing this in the name of Joseph Branham. So, and in Congo, we had someone who started with baptizing in the name of Branham, and then he ended up asking people to baptize in his own name, Mukuna. So I was discussing about this thing with my friend, and he said, how come people, they are baptizing in the name of Branham instead of Jesus? They are idolaters. I said, no, you know what? Them, those people are baptizing in the name of Branham and praying in the name of Branham. They are idolaters. But also some people who are using the name of Jesus, they are also idolaters. He was shocked. So yeah, because you think that the problem is in the name. The problem is in the revelation. What revelation do you have when you use the name Jesus? This is what God has said. You should never use the name of the Lord in vain. In vain. People can use the name of Jesus, but in vain. Are you with me? God doesn't want you to use his name in vain. His name is sacred. That's why he could not just give it easily to people, because he knows that as soon as you end it up to sell to the people, they will pervert it. They will defile it. Without revelation, they will defile the name. And people can even kill in the name of Jesus. They kill you. People curse you in the name of Jesus. People insult others in the name of Jesus. They're defiling. You should never use When he was teaching us how to pray, the first thing he said, "Our Father who is in heaven, Allah be thy name." His name must be sanctified. The thing that the devil is recognizing, it's not the letters. It's not the pronunciation. It's the life behind.
Amen.
Are you with me?
Amen.
I'll show you. That's why David could say in Psalm 111, verse 9, "Holy and reverent is his name." Holy and reverent. One day, you know the story, there were some believers who didn't catch properly what Jesus was saying. So they say, "No, we'll use his name to cast out some devils." Because he said, "In my name, thou shalt cast out evil spirit." That's in Mark chapter 16. Let's read it. Mark 16, verse 15, 18. "And he said unto them, Go you into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. But he that believeth not shall be damned. And this sign shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. If they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. In my name shall they cast out devils. This is the commandment of God." This is an order. As the brother showed it, when Jesus gives an order, it's an order.
Amen.
All the hell has to obey.
Amen.
So if you are in front of an evil spirit and you cast it out in the name of Jesus, the devil must go out.
Amen.
If he doesn't, you didn't use the name of Jesus.
Amen.
The devil will only recognize the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. No other name. Acts 19:11-20. "And God wrought special miracles by the hand of Paul, so that from his body were brought unto the sick handkerchiefs of aprons, and the disease departed from them, and the evil spirit went out of them."
Amen.
Amen. Brother, they'll come with the aprons and that just touch the body of Paul. They were not even doing what the prophet would do today, put hand on the aprons. No. They just touch his body and go back with the aprons and put it on the sick. And they were fulfilling, "In my name, you shall cast out evil spirits."
Amen.
The devil recognize. Are you with me? "Then certain of the vagabond Jews, exorcists, took upon them to call over them which had evil spirits the name of the Lord Jesus, saying, We adjure you by Jesus whom Paul preached." And there were seven sons of one Sceva, a Jew, and chief of the priest, which did so. And the evil spirit answered and said, "Jesus I know.
Amen.
And Paul I know. But who are you?"
Amen.
Are you with me?
Amen.
Who are you? And the men in whom the evil spirit was leaped on them and overcome them and prevailed against them, so that they fled out of that house naked and wounded. And this was known to all the Jews and Greeks also dwelling at Ephesus, and fear fell upon them all. And the name of the Lord Jesus was magnified. And many that believed came and confessed and showed their deeds. When they saw the name magnified, they were believing, but they were hiding and confessed sins. But when they saw the name being magnified, it wrought upon them fear, respect, conviction. They saw the reality of God. That God is a living God. Many of them also which used curious art brought their books together and burned them before all men. And they counted the price of them and found it 50,000 pieces of silver. So mightily grew the word of God and prevailed. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Do you love him?
Amen.
Let me read a quote before we continue. You love the prophet?
Amen.
He said this. Samson had it. He had a power, a touch of the Holy Ghost. A lot of people say Samson has shoulders like a barn door. Well, some of these here artists that tries to paint his picture, that would be no mystery to me to see a man with shoulders like barn doors to slay a lion or take up a gate and walk away with it. But Samson was just a little bitty mama's boy, a little curly-headed shrimp, about like that. Now, that's what fooled the people. And he was just ordinary boy, had seven little curls hanging down his back, looked like a little sissy. That's right? Everybody would laugh at him, a type of the Holy Ghost church. And he was a weakling, but when the hour came that God wanted to use him, he was a giant, brother.
Amen.
God wants a church that he can lay his hand on. I don't care how little it is. Two or three gather in my name, I'll be in their midst. Two or three gathered in my name, I'll be in their midst.
Amen.
Not just speak it.
Amen.
Not just speak it. Not just speak the name. Then you say, well, we gather in his name. Speaking the name of Jesus by word is not what he meant.
Amen.
Do you say amen to the prophet? So much as it is the attitude that you are gathered in. It's the attitude in which you gather in. This is what Jesus was saying by in my name. You gather. In which attitude are you? If you are not in the attitude of God, of the word, the influence, the atmosphere, the sacredness. So much as it is the attitude that you are getting in, the environment of the name of Jesus. Environment. The atmosphere around you in which you move. You can't be in worldly atmosphere, worldly thinking, and then you come, oh Lord God, in Jesus Christ's name, amen. This is not that.
Amen.
You should be in a certain attitude.
Amen.
In the presence of God.
Amen.
He was talking about the presence.
Amen.
When you gather in my name, Then ask what you will. Eat the motive that you come in. Can you say amen?
Amen.
This is the prophet. Can you say amen?
Amen?
God gave him to reveal what the word said to us. Amen. When Jesus said, in my name, this is what he was saying.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
The motive that you come in, the attitude. It's an attitude instead of so much of a calling a name. Sinners call the name on the street, curse it, and everything else. But it's the environment that you are in, the attitude that you come, coming in Jesus' name. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
He said in the wedding supper, now in the marriage of the Lamb. Amen. Say this. But we Pentecostal people as begin to think, because we have the name Pentecost, we can go ahead and live in the world, do everything we want to. This is what I'm trying to show you. In the name, it's an attitude, motive, environment, an atmosphere. And the devil knows it. You can't fool the devil. He knows. He knows. Because he told those guys, I know Paul. I know Jesus. But who? Who are you? I can see in you, my friends, devils.
Amen.
I can see my friend in you. But when I look to Jesus, I see God. When I look at Paul, I see Jesus in him. But who are you? The only order we have to respect is from him. Only his life will recognize. Nothing else. Do anything we want to. We are like climbing Nimrod Tower. It will go to ashes. Like Adam's fig leaf apron, she will go back. Like the Siegfried line in France, Magigo line in Germany, she crashed. Because there is no other tower, no other stand, but the name of the Lord is a mighty tower.
Amen.
That the righteous man run into it. So it's not that you stay, you're outside. No. In my name. So you must come in.
Amen.
You must be there. When you say in the name, you are in. It's not just pronouncing.
Amen.
You are outside of the name and you say in the name.
Amen.
This is not what Jesus was saying.
Amen.
But the name of the Lord is a mighty tower. That the righteous run into and are safe. When you run into it, you take the name, not just calling a name. He's repeating the same. Not just calling a name, but the name and the person, a person you that you are, you Christ like in the life. This is what Jesus was saying.
Amen.
Was in the name, it means you. And the name, you are Christ-like.
Amen.
I come in the name of Jesus. It means that I come in the likeness.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
I am the representative. You must give me what I want.
Amen.
You must get out of here because I'm not coming in my own authority, in my own righteousness. I come in his righteousness.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
This is the only thing that the devil will obey. And it become a mighty tower.
Amen.
You know what is a tower? It protects you when you are in.
Amen.
Nothing can touch you.
Amen.
But you must be inside.
Amen.
Outside of the tower can't protect you.
Amen.
Do you love him?
Amen.
Do you appreciate him?
Amen.
I won't be long.
Amen.
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 Oh, praise be to God.
Hallelujah.
So, I want, you know, all these things I'm just bringing back to your memory. But just to make a point, you know, one day, God was about to fulfill one of the greatest prophecy on earth, which is the coming of the Messiah. But before that, he has to send a forerunner, John Baptist. And he sent the same messenger, the same angel, the one he sent to Mary, he sent the same messenger to the father of John Baptist. I think Zacharias said, yeah. Okay. He went to him and he was a priest. And being a priest, he was supposed to know the scriptures.
Amen.
He was supposed to know the prophecies.
Amen.
And then Gabriel came and spoke to him. And he doubted. He doubted. And because of that doubt, this John the Baptist, when he was conceived, he didn't have life. So the unbelief of the father killed the life in the womb of the church. So the baby was there without life because of unbelief. And God, knowing that unbelief can do many great damage, he shut up his mouth. So that to stop unbelief from killing completely.
Amen.
See, I won't allow you anymore to speak until the baby is born.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
Because you don't believe, you won't speak.
Amen.
That's why Paul said, we believe, that's why we speak.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
If you believe, you must speak.
Amen.
If you don't speak, you don't believe. Prove that you believe by speaking.
Amen.
If you believe, speak.
Amen.
And your speech betray your belief.
Amen.
Things are not going well. You see now what you are believing.
Amen.
If you believe, speak. We'll see what you believe.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
Even if things are worse, are not going well, I believe.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
God is powerful.
Amen.
God has granted.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
You must believe before you speak. And when you believe, you must speak.
Amen.
And we'll know what you believe by what you speak.
Amen.
The problem is, when you say I, then we check the following sentence. Can you say amen?
Amen?
You must believe not what you see,
amen,
but what you see spiritually,
amen,
done in the plan of God.
Amen.
You believe what God said,
amen,
not what you look around you.
Amen.
If you are sick, don't believe it.
Amen.
If you say, I'm sick, this is what you are believing. By your word, you'll be justified.
Amen.
By your word, you'll be condemned.
Amen.
Said Jesus. So speak, brother.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
Can you say amen?
Amen?
So God has to shut up his mouth. And when he came out of there, he could not say anything.
Amen.
he starts speaking with symbols. And the congregation can't catch. When it comes, you start speaking with symbols, people don't catch anything. And the baby was dead. No movement. Nothing. No emotion. Completely dead. Then one day, by the grace of God, God sent Mary to visit the mother. Can you say amen? Mary, she was carrying also a seed. But this one, it was the fruit of faith. Can you say amen? The case of Zechariah, it was easy. Because he had some testimony in the Bible. He got the testimony of Sarah. He got the testimony of Anna. He got the testimony of Rebecca. Of Rachel. Can you say amen? Many testimonies. So it was easy for him to believe. If God has done something for someone, God will do it again for you if you believe in the same condition. Can you say amen?
Amen?
Things that happen to our brethren, it's for us as memorial to show to the devil that we believe if God has done it, he will do it again. God can do it again and again and again. Can you say amen? So Zechariah should believe because he had some testimony to show in the Bible.
Amen.
But when Gabriel came to Mary, there's never been a case where a woman without any contact with a man, can you say amen? Could receive, could conceive. It was impossible. That's why Gabriel, in his salutation, when he spoke to Mary, said, "You are blessed among all the women." She was not the first woman to have a child. But why she was blessed? Because the way she was going to conceive, it has never happened before. Can you say amen? Oh, I like the spiritual part of this. Because as you know, the scripture have two parts. Natural and spiritual.
Amen.
You know, in the Bible, when God was blessing Eve, Satan was there.
Amen.
He was listening.
Amen.
Satan listened when God said to Eve, "Be fruitful and multiply."
Amen.
So, Satan knew that Eve was fruitful. It was like a field which is fruitful. Whatever you put in, it will come out.
Amen.
And before God put his seed in, the devil came and used that channel and planted his own seed, Cain.
Amen.
So a wrong seed, a false doctrine was planted before the right one came. And from that time, when God saw that, he said, "From this time, I'll protect the bride."
Amen.
That's why the true bride, when she comes, God has to shut up a womb with Sarah. Sarah was an elected bride. And God knew that in Abraham, there was some seed, which was not predestinated seed, which will come before the true seed, Ishmael. And God didn't want that seed to come into the true bride.
Amen.
So he shut up, he closed the womb of Sarah.
Amen.
To protect the bride. That's why you must know one thing. The bride will never be deceived.
Amen.
Never.
Amen.
And when the pastor came to the church with a false doctrine, it could not get in. So God brought a false church, Aga, and sent a false doctrine in that church. And when the time of Isaac came, God came down himself.
Amen.
He wanted to be sure.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
That this seed is going in the right place.
Amen.
So he asked two angels to accompany him.
Amen.
So that they are sure that things go right.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
He didn't do things from far. He came down.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
God open up. Same thing with Rachel. Are you with me?
Amen.
There was many seeds. Many seeds in Jacob, which was not the predestinated one. Are you with me?
Amen.
So God has to bring other women to get those seeds.
Amen.
Until the time of promised seed came. Check in your Bible.
Amen.
The time that seed came, Joseph, the promised seed, the Bible said, God remembered Rachel.
Amen.
And opened up a womb.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
When that time came, God remembered and came and opened up. That's why, while we were in denominations, our womb was shut up.
Amen.
Nothing could get into us. That's why it was so easy for you to get out of Catholic,
amen,
out of Methodist,
amen,
because your womb was shut up.
Amen.
But when the time of the promised son came,
amen,
the spoken word,
amen,
can you say amen?
Amen?
The message of the hour, God remembered you and opened up your understanding.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
God opened up your consciousness. God, open up your understanding, your womb, so that you could receive the spoken word.
Amen.
Can you say amen to that?
Amen.
Do you love him?
Amen.
Do you appreciate him?
Amen.
Then check with Mary. The prophet said, if the egg in Mary, it was from her. Because you know, there is the seed of man and the egg of the woman that comes together to make the baby. So the woman gives the body, the egg, and the man gives the seed. But in the case of Mary, of Jesus Christ,
amen,
and the egg and the seed,
yeah,
everything came from God.
Amen.
Nothing came from her.
Amen.
And the prophet said, if you say that the egg came from Mary, and we know according to science, for the egg to be released into the womb, there must be a sensation.
Amen.
Are you with me? There must be a sensation. So if you say that the egg came from Mary, you see what you are doing, God? Doing to Mary? There was no sensation at all. Mary never sensed anything, never felt anything. Because God came and put and the egg and the seed together in her. Can you say amen? Can you say amen? That's why he said, one of the mysteries that must be revealed is the mystery of the baptism of the Holy Ghost without any sensation.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
It will be a supernatural act of God.
Amen.
Do you love him?
Amen.
Do you appreciate him?
Amen.
Then Mary, because of that kind of faith that can believe impossible, she believed in the impossible. And because she believed in the impossible, the life of God came into her.
Amen.
So she was transporting, she was carrying the life of God.
Amen.
And when she went to visit Elizabeth,
amen,
and Elizabeth started telling a story, say, look, this is 6 months, and the baby is not moving. No emotion. I don't know what's wrong. And Mary also starts a story.
Amen. Can you say amen?
Amen?
Can you say amen?
Amen.
God wants to have some Marys this morning.
Amen.
She said, me too, I was visited by an angel.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
And we have been visited by an angel. An angel is a messenger from God. We have received Malachi 4. Can you say amen?
Amen.
We are the Marys of the end time. God sent to us Malachi 4 with the spoken word. Say, at the opening of the seals, all the world will be born into the bride, into his fullness. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Do you love him?
Amen.
Do you appreciate him?
Amen.
See, I believed it. Say, Mary, how come? He said, yes. But you are not married yet with Joseph. He said, yes, but the angel said, the Holy Ghost will overshadow. That is secret. The Holy Ghost will overshadow.
Amen.
This is what the prophet is talking about.
Yes.
The environment.
Amen.
The Holy Ghost will overshadow me.
Amen.
And the boy will be called Jesus. As soon as she said Jesus.
Amen.
John was dead.
Amen.
Without life. Receive life.
Amen.
This is what Jesus was saying. In my name.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
Can you say amen?
Amen?
It was not that much the pronunciation or the pronouncing of that name. But it was the virtue. That was behind, that was coming out of her, which went out, can you say amen?
Amen.
And touch, and John the Baptist was filled with the Holy Ghost
amen.
From the womb.
Amen.
This is what Jesus wants you to do,
amen.
To carry his name.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
So that when you come in contact with someone who is dead, he can receive life.
Amen.
But just by listening to you,
amen.
A virtue comes out of you.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
Can you say amen?
Amen?
Not when you come in contact with someone, when you go away, they become so sad. You have spoiled their day.
Amen.
No, you must bring life.
Amen.
Communicate life
amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Can you say amen? This is your position. This is your calling. This is your purpose on earth. To carry the name. As you know, any woman carry the name of the husband. It's not only the name on your paper. No. The name is an influence. According to the name, people got different kind of influences. And people sometimes, in French, I don't know how we call it in English. In French, we say, trafic d'influence. How we call it in English, I don't know. Yes, some people misuse the influence of the names.
No.
And like, can you use, once he tell you that, you know what, I was with the Queen, Elizabeth, or Prince William, people shake. Because of the name. Are you with me?
Amen.
So name is an influence.
Amen.
A name can open you doors.
Hallelujah.
You come in the name of someone
amen.
Important, they open you doors.
Amen.
How many times they've rejected your request like the brother?
Amen.
And you go to see someone who's influence. He knows the minister.
That's right.
And he write to the minister. Just his name. On a small paper, open the door.
Amen.
But in this case, it was the highest name.
Amen.
Jesus himself.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
Name is an influence.
Hallelujah.
But today, people, you misuse this name. And thinking that it's the name of Jesus. We must come back to the revelation.
Amen.
understand that it's a life.
Amen.
Are you with me?
Amen.
Let me read something here.
Oh, my time is gone.
Now we go on down in the mark of the beast and the seal of God. Now we go down here, get some of our scriptures we was using. Seal being the mark, how that the seal was used instead of a name. A seal was used instead of a name. Till today we sign our name. Before you sign, they say, put your name. Then you sign. It's the revelation of the understanding that goes behind it. Because they know that when you sign, by putting your name, signature, and name is the same. It's a commitment. And we can use that against you. They can use that for you. It can play against or for you. Can you say amen?
Amen.
And once the president sign, even if it's a small paper,
amen,
just his name on that, it's finished.
Amen.
They have to respect it.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
Then he said, how the seal was used instead of a name. Put it on. And the name of Jesus Christ is the seal of God. So, you understand, without the Holy Ghost, whatever you say in the name, it you are using the name of the Lord in vain. Thou shalt not use the name of the Lord in vain. Be sure that you are sealed. Be sure that you are protected. Because a seal is a security. It is safety. Are you with me? The name of the Lord is a mighty tower. The righteous run into it and is safe. It's safety. It's a seal. And the name of Jesus Christ is the seal of God, the righteousness of God. The name of the Lord is a mighty tower. The righteous run into it and are safe. Is that God's seal? Whatever you ask the Father in my name,
amen,
that I will do.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
Is that right?
Amen.
Whatsoever you do in word or in deed, do it all in the name of Jesus. So you who have the seal of God in you, understand now how you are living under your privileges. If you don't have a seal, this is a time to look for it.
Amen.
Don't bluff yourself. Don't bluff yourself.
Amen.
Be sure, because the devil will recognize,
amen,
if you are in or not.
Amen.
But you who are in, look how you live under your privileges.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
Whatever you ask in my Father, I'll do. Whatsoever do you do in word or in deed, do it in the name of Jesus. Is that right? Everything you do. Peter said on the day of Pentecost, repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of your sins. And you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Seal of God. God marked seal. Identification is the name of the Lord Jesus. Can you say amen? Identification. We must be identified with Christ.
Amen.
Identify yourself with Christ. That's why it's very important to deny ourselves.
Amen.
Don't identify to yourself.
Amen.
Whatever you have done, whatever's come your way,
amen,
don't think that those things which happen, it's you.
Amen.
Separate from you, from that. It's not you. It's an usurper.
Amen.
A liar. He has taken over you, letting you think it's you.
Amen.
It's not you.
Amen.
Your true identification,
amen,
is Jesus Christ.
Amen.
That why Jesus said, deny yourself.
Amen.
You'll never do anything when you think that whatever is happening in your life, it's you.
Amen.
That's a big lie.
Amen.
It's a big lie.
Amen.
You are the reflection of God.
Amen.
You are the part of God.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
Identification. People think that it's only the youngsters, the teenagers, who are going through identity crisis. All of us. All of us, I'm sorry to say that. We need a healing from God. That's why salvation means deliverance. And it can only come from God.
Amen.
Only God can deliver you
Amen.
From self.
Yes.
This is the greatest enemy we can ever add.
Amen.
Even when while I'm talking here, he'll tell you, oh, see what you did yesterday. But it's not you. Tell him that that's not me.
Amen.
I am the Son of God.
Amen.
I am a daughter of God.
Amen.
Whatever has come on my way, it's just things that happened to me, but it's not me.
Amen.
I deny it. Jesus has paid the price.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
To give me power to refuse
Amen.
To identify myself with those kind of things.
Amen.
It's not you. Never accept it.
Amen.
I'm sorry to say this. Even if you have killed someone yesterday, it's not you. I didn't kill. Because of the power of the blood of Jesus,
amen.
It divorces. Can you say amen?
Amen.
It divorces you from everything
amen.
That you have been, ever done on earth.
Amen.
Before you came here, Jesus knew that you'll go through those things.
Amen.
That's why he was slain in the mind of God.
Amen.
To give you power
amen.
To divorce. Because he knows what kind of power it has on you as long as you identify yourself with that kind of life. It puts you on shame. You live with shame. Shame. Fear. Shame that they know what I've done. Fear that they reject me. But Jesus, knowing that, he paid the price so that you won't be guilty. Can you say amen?
Amen?
Don't accept any guilt
amen.
From whatever
amen.
Had happened in your life.
Amen.
For you to come into identification with Christ, you must deny first.
Amen.
And accept him.
Amen. Amen.
Start from now identifying yourself with Christ.
Amen.
Can you say
amen?
Something which is contrary to the word, it's something happening to you.
Amen.
It's not you.
Amen.
It's not you.
Amen.
The true you is the presence of God.
Amen.
It's that part of God that God has put in you and that God is calling
Amen.
To come back to him.
Amen.
Identification. As you persevere in that identification, identifying every day with him. Can you say amen?
Amen.
When he see your faithfulness in that, then he comes and he sealed.
Amen.
He seals you. Can you say amen?
Amen.
It's so that you so loved him. You so loved to identify with him.
Amen.
Then he see that you are so faithful, believing him. Can you say amen?
Amen?
Despise everything you went through, but you still trust him that he can deliver you.
Amen.
That he paid to deliver you. While he see that full faithfulness, then he comes and seal it so that no one else can break it. Once you are sealed, finish. No one got authority or power to break that seal.
Amen.
You are forever identified.
Amen.
Can you say amen? Amen. It's that simple. Just deny yourself. Stop identifying yourself with your clothes, with your body, with your life. No, no, no. You are not those things. Before you came here, you were somewhere. Can you say amen? And when you came here, you were not like you are now. And you keep changing. 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 But there is someone who doesn't change. That is you. You is in you. Is witnessing all the changes. But himself is there. So don't say that what I'm looking at, it's you. Can you say amen?
Amen?
Because 10 years ago, you were not like this.
Amen.
There was not white hair.
Amen.
So this is not you.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
What will be tomorrow, it's still not you.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
But who is you? That's part of God.
Amen.
The soul that God has put in you.
Yes.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
And he wants that soul to identify itself with him. I am a part of God.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
Do you love him?
Amen.
So God's marked seal, identification, is the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
This is what means to have the name of your husband.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. The bride got the name of the husband.
Amen.
The life. She's a part of husband. She is the husband in feminine spirit, feminine form, but still the husband.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
Paul didn't know that. And he was persecuting the bride of Jesus Christ. And then one day on the road to Damascus, persecuting the bride, he got an accident.
Hallelujah.
There was another vehicle coming in the opposite direction.
Amen.
And pop, they bumped. And he went down.
Amen.
Because you can't stand before that.
Amen.
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 And when he bumped, he saw that it was the pillar of fire.
Amen.
And being a Pharisee, being a scholar, he knew exactly what that means.
Amen.
This is the Lord who met Moses.
Amen.
And to whom Moses asked, "What is your name?"
Amen.
And they've never been revealed to Moses.
Amen.
And this Lord who met Moses said, "Paul, why thou art persecuting me?"
Amen.
Paul said, "No, I can't understand this.
Hallelujah.
I'm saving you.
Amen.
I'm fighting for you.
Amen.
I'm defending you.
Amen.
I'm going to kill those foolish guys who are trying to oppress a man according to the law you gave to us.
Amen.
That anyone who worship an idol, we have to kill him. I am on duty. How can you say that I'm against you? I'm fighting you. I'm persecuting you while I'm persecuting your enemies." Then the pillar of fire said,
"Amen.
I am
amen.
Jesus.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
The name that never been told to Moses was told to Paul. So Paul said, "That pillar of fire
Amen.
Is Jesus."
Amen.
My, praise
Amen.
Be to God.
Hallelujah.
But I'm not persecuting the pillar of fire. I'm not persecuting Jesus. I'm persecuting Peter, James, Stephen, and all those believers. So what is the relation between the pillar of fire, Jesus, and Peter and James and Stephen?
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
In in my name. The bride carries the name. So the pillar of fire, Jesus and Peter was the same person. You two, brothers and sisters, don't neglect yourself. Don't disperse yourself. You are Jesus Christ in human flesh. You see, but I won't go too much weaknesses. No, you are still a baby. You will grow up. Jesus didn't come on earth at 30 years old. He was a baby. He grew up. Can you say amen? You too, you'll grow up. But nevertheless, you are Jesus Christ in human flesh. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Do you love him?
Amen.
The name of the Lord is a mighty tower. When the righteous run into it, are safe. What kind of tower? It's a tower of refuge.
Amen.
Where we can go in there. The Lord is the Word. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. And the Word was God.
Amen.
And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. So the Word made flesh is the name.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
When the Word is made flesh in you, you have the name of Jesus.
Amen.
This is what the devils are recognizing.
Amen.
They are recognizing the Word being made flesh. The living Word.
Amen.
Can you say amen? Not some theories.
Amen.
Amen. But they are seeing something real. God living in you. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Just believe this message.
Amen.
Accept this message.
Amen.
Let it be made flesh in you.
Amen.
Just by drinking the water, eating the food, it will become flesh in you.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
Without realizing, someone is forming. There's a person,
amen,
the person of Christ, being formed in you.
Amen.
That's why never neglect to listen to the tapes.
Amen.
Never neglect to read the books.
Amen.
Never neglect to come to church and listen to the Word.
Amen.
Read the Bible.
Amen.
Without realizing.
Amen.
Our children, we just give them milk, milk, porridge, milk, and the teeth start coming out. You don't pull the teeth with... No. You just give them food.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
That's what we are doing. We just give you food. We just read the message, listen to the message, loving the message, worshiping the Word. And something is forming. Not by mighty, nor by power, by my Spirit. Serve the Lord. Can you say amen?
Amen?
The Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. And again, if you abide in me, the tower.
Amen.
Amen. If you abide in me, he said, the tower.
Amen.
My word abide in you.
Amen.
The word made flesh. Now that's when you are on the inside. Not when you are out there looking in. But when you are in looking out.
Amen.
See? If you abide in me, my word abide in you. You ask what you will. It will be done.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
So it's not the screaming from the Pentecostal. Shouting the name of Jesus. No, it's not that one. It's a secret.
Amen.
How come you are asking my name, knowing that it is secret? This is the secret. And the secret is given only to the bride.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
And you are the bride. That's why God has come down to give you this secret. That it's when you abide in the Word, and His Word abide in you. This is what Jesus was saying, in my name.
Amen.
Amen. But when it comes to salvation, there is not another name under heaven given but this great name. Amen.
Amen.
Let me finish.
Amen.
Do you love him?
Amen.
Are you tired?
No.
So, listen to this. This is very good. Uh,
it's too long, but you can read it for when you are home. I'll just take here and there, the great servant Moses. I'll just take it. Now, when he wanted fleas, he raised the stick towards the air like that and sprinkled some dirt. And as the dust blew on, fleas came from everywhere, judgment divine, judgment. He brought fire out of the heaven, lightning upon the earth, great hailstones, and everything that killed the cattle and killed the Egyptians. Everything else, judgment, God's judgment before Moses. Now, as Moses went with the judgment stick before him, that same stick tonight to the church is Jesus Christ.
Amen.
If those Egyptians could ever got that little simple stick out of Moses' hands, they'd had him whipped. And when the devil could ever get the deity out of the name of Jesus Christ, he's got the church whipped. So the thing is, the deity in the name. So the devil, once he gets the deity out of the name of Jesus, he leaves you with the name without deity in it. Without the life of Christ in it. So you start using, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, you got weak.
Amen.
This is for prophecy. Because the thing that is killing the devil, that gets power on the devil, is the deity.
Hallelujah.
That is in the name.
Amen.
So if the Egyptian could take the stick out of the hand of Moses, which stick means to us today is the name of Jesus.
Amen.
And the prophet said they could whip. They didn't understand. They didn't know. Instead of bringing the other magicians to perform also the serpent, Pharaoh could just say, okay, come here. Get that stick out of his hand. He didn't know this. Only Malachi 4.
Amen.
Can you say amen? Amen? Because the revelation was supposed to come in the last days.
Amen.
If Pharaoh could know this, we could read the story of Exodus in different way.
Amen.
But he didn't know.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
But the devil knows about the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Now, he has taken out of the name of Jesus the deity.
Amen.
So people are in church, filthy life, cursing, stealing, lying, but they got the envelope without the content. And the devil knew that. He can leave the name of Jesus with people, but the deity is out. They don't. Because you know how to get the deity out of people. It just let them live contrary to the word.
Amen.
God will never stay there.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
With everything that's happening in the churches, denominations, things against God, God is out. And the proof is knocking at the door. Is out of the church.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
So brother, let us work on deity.
Amen.
Let us be sure that we carry with us the life of God.
Amen.
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 And then he said, take the name of Jesus with you.
Amen.
As a shield from every care. Amen.
Amen.
And when temptations around you gather, breathe that holy name in prayer.
Amen.
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 My. Then, so let not, you know the scripture, John 14. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me.
Amen.
In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you, I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I'll come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. This is present tense. Not where I will be. He was not speaking of something come. Where I am, so you might be there. Whither I go, you know, and the way you know. Thomas saith unto him, Lord, we know not where thou goest, and how can we know the way? Jesus said to him, I am the way. Amen. The truth, you see? Every time, I am. I am. And when you talk, you say, I am. So when we stop there, if God is I am, who sent you? They'll ask you, who sent you? Tell them, I am. Send me. So if we stop there on I am, you and God are the same. Because the same word God used to identify himself is I am. And when you speak, you say I am, then what changes is what comes after that. Are you with me? But when we come to I am, this is the identification with God. And God wants to bring us back to that identification, to that identity. We must stop to identify ourselves with something else. And the commandment is about this. You should not have any other God beside me. The great I am. Amen. So he said, if you had known me, we should have known my Father also, and from henceforth you know him and have seen him. Philip said unto him, Lord, show us the Father, and it suffices us. Jesus said unto him, have I been so long time with you, and you have does not know me? Philip, he that have seen me have seen the Father, and thou sayest thou then, show us the Father. Believest thou not that I am in the Father? Can you say amen?
Amen.
I am in the Father. And the Father in me. The word that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself. But the Father that dwelleth in me, he doeth the works. Believe that I am in the Father. And the Father in me. Or else, believe me for the very work's sake. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. Whatsoever you shall ask in my name, that I'll do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you shall ask anything in my name, I'll do it. Then he said, if you love me, keep my commandment.
Amen.
And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that you may abide with, it might abide with you forever.
Amen.
Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but you know him, for he dwelleth with you, and shall be in you. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Yet a little while, and the world seeth me no more, but you see me, because I live, you shall live also. And that day, you shall know that I am in my Father,
amen,
and you in me,
amen,
and I in you.
Amen.
And the prophet, which is that day? This day.
Amen.
This is what Jesus was saying. In my name.
Amen.
Once you got this revelation,
hallelujah,
even when, not that you shouldn't know, you must use that name, but even if you don't use it, just your shadow, it can,
amen,
cast out devils.
Amen.
Because you got the revelation.
Amen.
Can you say amen? When you move, you move his presence.
Amen.
When you speak, it's him speaking.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
And that's what he said at the end. Him that overcometh, will I make a pillar in the temple of my God? Shall he go no more out? Amen.
Amen.
And I will write upon him the name of my God. And the name of the city of my God.
Amen.
Which is New Jerusalem.
Amen.
Which cometh down out of heaven from my God. And I will write upon him my new name.
Amen.
So we've gone from Genesis to Revelation. The name of the Lord is a mighty tower.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
And in concluding the scripture from, is this the sign of the end? He said, while talking about the mysteries, different kind of mysteries, then he said, the mystery of water baptism, where the extreme Trinitarianism has brought it into titles, of Father, Son, Holy Ghost. And the mystery of Godhead, that's deity, of Godhead being fulfilled in the baptism of the name of Jesus Christ, according to the book of the Revelation that the church in this time was to receive.
Amen.
And before the title of one of the sermon, which is called the water baptism, it was also called, the prophet also called it, the water baptism or the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
So when we baptize someone, it's an outward sign, symbol of what has happened inside. Baptizing someone is immersing someone in the name, the nature of Jesus. Bury him so that he's no more him, it's Christ.
Amen.
He comes out with a new life. Do you love him?
Amen.
May God richly bless you.
Amen.
Let's stand, saints. Let's stand in his name.
Amen.
It's wonderful. It was so good that Brother Banza spoke about baptism there at the end, because it's exactly the thought. Now, how can you expect to really be immersed in his real name, in his life, in his atmosphere, and who he is, unless you first partake of his name in baptism? That's how when Paul came, Acts chapter 19, and he saw certain disciples, but he could see they've got a name, but they're not living a name. There was something different about those disciples. And straight away he said, have you received the Holy Ghost since you believed? Because he could see that element. They were bearing a name, a title, but there wasn't a life behind the name, though they were sincere people. And then they said, we haven't even heard that there be a Holy Ghost. Then he says, how then were you baptized? Unto what then were you baptized? Says that we are baptized in John's baptism. He says, no, John baptized a baptism of repentance, speaking of the coming of the Messiah. But he's come and he shed his blood and he's gone. It says, then they were baptized. I like in the Amplified, but it says, then they were re-baptized. This time, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Then Paul laid his hands upon them, and then the name came upon them. Then the seal came upon them. Then they were really in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. So that's God's process. But like Brother Obanza brought out such a masterpiece, you will never be able to receive this name if you're living unrighteously. That's why you've got to repent and be baptized in his name. If you don't repent first, go in the water, you're not really being baptized in his name. It's not, you're not a true representation of what you should be in the water. Therefore, he doesn't bring a true representation of his name to seal you from above. That's why the prophet says, if somebody is genuinely fully repented, put every sin under the blood, and they go to the waters of baptism, God is duty bound. God is obligated to fill that person with the Holy Ghost there and then. Because that's his plan and his program. And that's when you'll really bear his name. Friends, it's wonderful. Like I liked what he said there at the end as well. Many times you don't have to use the name of Jesus, because when you are walking in the Spirit, you already are expressing the name of Jesus. And it's that name of Jesus that makes a difference. It's that name of Jesus that projects itself and does things, even if you're not physically using his name, but you are projecting his name, because it's who he really is, the essence of who he is. So, our friends, it's wonderful. I so thank you, brother, for wonderful simplicity, but powerful simplicity. I remember Brother Crosby once preaching on the name of Jesus, the judgment rod, taking that quote. I never, ever could see that the same after that. It's such a powerful thought. That judgment rod was the name of Jesus. And once Moses raised that rod, everything had to move, change, fall into line with the program of God. And it's the same as a believer who's carrying the deity of his name. Let's bow our heads. Just before we come to a time of prayer, time of worship, you know where you are today. Are you in his name? Are you looking from without? You're looking into the name of Jesus. Or are you in the mighty tower, looking out? There's only one way to come in. That's to be baptized into the body of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's the only way. But you can't come into this body if you're still wanting to live your old life. Hold on to your ego, yourself, your self-esteem, your reputation, your fashions, your music, your all of those kind of things. You'll never overcome them yourself. But his name in you will overcome those things. But in order for him to bring his name into you, he wants you to repent of those things first. He wants you first to look and say, Father, I don't want to do these things. I know this music is wrong. I know these fashions are wrong. I know these things I watch and these things that I read and these people that I associate with and the things that we speak about, I know these things are wrong. But I don't have the power myself. The Bible says, as many as received him, to them he gave power to become the sons of God. And that's all that he wants you to receive him today. He's not asking you to change your own life, but you just inside of yourself sincerely desire to die to those things and come to him in prayer as we would pray and lay them upon the altar inside of your own heart and say, Lord, these boyfriends of the world, these worldly relationships, this worldly fashion, all these things, I want to lay it upon the altar now, Lord. Consume it now. Bring your name, because it's in your name that I'll have the power to say no to these things. And if you do it from your heart, something will change. Something will change right there and then. That because you've taken him at his word, he'll take you at your word. And there'll be a response. There'll be something that moves within the veil. And you'll find that there's a power that will start to move and work inside of you. And you'll no longer desire those things the way that you desired those things. And if you just continue to feed that experience, you continue to feed that life that has come inside of you. Oh, friends, it's limitless where it can go. You will be Jesus Christ in flesh. You'll be Christ to your community. You'll be Christ to your family. You'll be Christ to those people that are around and about you. You'll be a true representative living the life. You'll be living in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. If that's your desire, raise your hand to the Lord and say, I want to accept him. I want the name of Jesus in my life. I don't want to just be called by a name, but I want to be an expression of that name. I don't want to be living a name and be dead, but I want the true expression of Jesus Christ in me. Oh, friends, that's his desire for us. Why don't we all come to a time of prayer? Let's all call upon his name. You speak to him. If you're not in his presence, not in his spirit, repent. Consider what it is that's holding you back from entering into that sacred place. And until you're willing to lay that aside, you ain't going to enter there, my friend. No matter how much you scream and jump on the altar and cut yourself like the prophets of Baal, But the moment there's a determination inside of yourself, a work in your will to say, I want to live for Him. I want to die to myself. I want to die to my past. I want all things to pass away. I want all things to become new. Something will change. Let's all come to Him in prayer. Call upon His name. If you're not in Him, as many as call upon the name of the Lord, they shall be saved. He'll usher you into that secret place of the Most High. Let's seek Him upon this day before we go, saints. We so appreciate the word. Let's respond to the word. That's what He desires. He doesn't want us to leave this place without responding to Him. Let's come before Him in worship. Let's come before Him in prayer. Let's come before Him in repentance. And let's leave this place in the name of Jesus Christ. Let's all pray. Oh, Father, we come in Your name upon this day. For Father, what a wonderful thing Your name is. What a lovely name, the name of Jesus. And Father, we just want to be true representatives of that name, that You may reflect You, Father, that identification of who You are. Father, to be that word bride. Oh, Jesus, help us upon this day. Thou seest and Thou knowest the things that stand in the way. Thou seest everything, Father, that would hinder in the lives of, Father, the young people, the brothers, the sisters, Lord. Thou seest and Thou knowest, Father, Lord, every attraction of this world, Lord. But, Father, what an attraction in Your name. Father, Your name has been lifted up, Lord, upon this day. And Lord, we're just looking into Thee, bringing ourselves before Thee upon this day. Just wanting to worship Thee at this time, Lord. I pray, Father, that You'd express Your name. I pray that You'd draw nigh to every soul upon this afternoon, Lord. I pray that You'd visit every life that is here, Lord, where people are bound in sin. Father, where they're bound in the bondage of sin, Lord. I pray that the name of Jesus, Lord, will set them free. Even as that name was expressed, Father, Lord, through Mary, Lord, and Father, brought to life, Lord, Father, John in the womb, I pray, even upon this day, even as Your name has been expressed, Lord, Father, overshadow Your sons and overshadow Your daughters upon this day. Father, draw nigh, speak and move and work, Lord, is our desire, Lord. Father, the young people that have been caught up, Lord, in the trap of the enemy, Lord, in the spider's web of sin, Father, I would ask of Thee, Lord, at this time, Father, that You'd reveal Yourself, Lord, even as You revealed Yourself to Paul, to Saul, Lord Jesus, in the preciousness of Your name, and he became a prisoner unto Thee, and Father, all things passed away, and his life was never the same from that time. Father, we're asking of Thee, Lord, just to work Your wonderful work upon this day. Father, speak unto the souls of people, Lord. Speak conviction, Lord, where conviction is due, Lord. Speak encouragement, Father. Speak faith. Speak, Lord, Father, in a mighty way. Father, take Your word that has been ministered upon this day so faithfully, Lord. Bless it to the souls of Your people, Lord. And lead us, Lord Jesus, day by day, that You may glorify Thee, Lord, that You may walk in Your name, that You may serve Thee, that You may worship Thee, Lord, that You may give unto Thee the praise, give unto Thee the honor, give unto Thee the glory, Lord. Father, we're looking unto Thee upon this day. Reach out to our children, Lord, I pray, that, Father, Lord, there may be expression of Your name. Help us in those things, we pray, Lord. Father, we do pray for our youth, we pray, Lord, each brother and sister, Lord. Father, just glory, Father, name, Lord, is our desire, Lord. Bless Your servant upon this day, Lord. Bless him with Your richest blessings and pray. Continue to lead him and guide him, Lord. And Father, guide his footsteps, Lord. Bless him with Your richest blessings of grace, Lord Jesus. Move and, Father, use him, Lord. And Father, just continue to reveal the greatness of Your name. Bless his family, Lord. Bless his wife. Bless his children, Lord. And to bring them all before Thee, Lord, at this time. As, Lord, we desire to look to Thee, to wait upon Thee, to worship Thee, and to call upon Thee, Lord. Father, You are good. Father, You are great. Father, we just look unto Thee, Lord. Guide us and lead us, Lord, and help us. Is our petition, Lord, is to bring it all before Thee, Lord. We just desire to worship Thee, Lord, upon this day. As, Lord, we do look to Thee, Lord. Our saints, let's come to a time of worship. There's a song we used to sing in Pentecost. What a lovely name. The name of Jesus. Let the saints proclaim that it's a lovely name. Let's just worship Him today. Brother Vlad has a song there. Let's come before the Lord and thank Him for His goodness. Let's thank Him for His love. Let's thank Him for His kindness. Let's thank him for every time he visits us in his word, in his presence, in his grace. And let's just continue to yield ourselves to him.
There is a name I love to hear. I love to sing its word. It sounds like a music in my head, a sweetest name on earth. Oh, how I love you.
Such a life that you express the name of Jesus so well that people want to baptize in your name. It's wrong what people did, but it just testifies of the expression of Christ in the life of the prophet. Has anybody ever wanted to baptize in your name? But imagine people wanting to baptize in a man's name. It means that man must have so much reflected the name of Christ. And surely that's what you should all be aspiring to. Not for people to want to baptize in our name, but for people like the early Christians to say, we can see these men have been with Jesus. They don't have to say anything. There was just that environment. as we saw today, that atmosphere. Let's sing one more. If anybody desires prayer, even only sick, there's somebody. Would you mind, Brother Lubanza, please just praying for the people, if you'd be kind enough. If anybody's looking for it. But let me tell you one thing, friends. There's power in His name.
Amen.
You don't need someone to lay hands upon you. You don't need that. You just pray in His name. Just believe in His name. So maybe let's just bow our heads once again. If anybody has a need, brother, raise up your hand there, brother. Dave, whatever your need is. And let's just put it before the Lord in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. If anybody has anything in their body, they're needing a touch from the Lord. If there's something that's been troubling you for a long time, let's bring the judgment rod against it. The name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, we just come in simplicity before you. Because we know that your word is true. And Father, we believe, therefore we speak. Because we know there's power in the name of Jesus. Father, we know that the judgment rod, oh Father, how it brought curses and plagues upon, Father, all that was opposed to your kingdom in that age. So Father, you see in the lives of your people even now, you see lingering illnesses, Lord. You see migraine headaches. Father, you see all manner of things, Lord, that Satan would desire to visit upon your sons and daughters. You see any other kind of misfortune or oppression or depression or things that would stand in the way. Father, just in simplicity, we just unite our faith together upon this day. And we bring the name of Jesus Christ to bear against this every situation, Lord. Father, where there's doors that, Father, won't open. Father, may they be opened in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, Lord. Even as you open the door for our brother Dave. Father, we thank you for that, Lord. Father, Lord, any other situation in the lives of your sons and your daughters upon this day, Father, glorify thy name. We bring your name to that situation, Lord. Father, we know that your name is more than sufficient to meet this every need, Lord. And as your sons and daughters, Lord, would raise their faith, raise their hearts up unto you, Father, knowing that you are the one, that, Father, you are the mighty conqueror, Lord, that your name has already overcome, Lord, and great is he that is in us than he that is in the world. So we curse the enemy, Lord. Father, once again, we think about that girl with anorexia, Lord. Father, we just bring the name of Jesus Christ into that situation, Lord. Just pray, move in the greatness of your name and minister to this every need and this every situation. And Father, we'll give unto thee the praise as we thank you, Father, for everything that you do do. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 Let's sing one more, Brother Flynn. Let's sing his name, friends. Father of life, seated on the throne of grace. That's his name.
Father of life,
seated on the throne. A little bit faster, brother. A bit faster.
It's only your mercies we are saved. Lord, you have said, if we call upon your name, our families will be saved. So we cry out your name, El Shaddai, God of grace, Lord Most High. Christ.
failing to forgive. Each moment is a gift from you truly. We're only here to tell the world about your grace until the day you take us all away. So we cry out your name, El Shaddai, God of grace, Lord Most High, Jesus Christ.
Change in the program. We wanted to do elections today, but I think there's a lot of saints not here as well. Brother Dave's not here, Brother Mike, Brother Francois, Brother George. So let's have a special service Friday evening. Let's come together. Those who normally can't come on a Friday, please try your best to come. We'd really like to speak about some of the plans and purposes we have for the church, for the building of the church, for different things that we spoke about at the officers meeting the other day, and also we'd like to then have elections for trustees and deacons. So let's do that on Friday evening instead, if that suits the brothers, if that's okay. I think it'll fit a lot better. Let's not take away from the word today, because that was a real blessing, and we so do thank the Lord for his word. So let's come normal time on Friday. Let's come together as a church, and let's seek his grace, and let's see how we can take things forward in his precious name. So we'd meet you on Friday. Let's sing as we dismiss, if you have one, brother. And God bless you as we dismiss.